News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The suspect in a Saturday night shooting in Walsall was in court yesterday. He's been identified now as 21-year-old Kyle A. Schaefer. He's accused of leaving the basement of a Town of Maine home on Saturday night, opening the door and firing his weapon at family members. The three shots struck his aunt and uncle, Patrick and Sandra Schmidt. The Schmidts are still hospitalized at Walsall Aspirus Hospital. Deputy District Attorney Teresa Whetstone is prosecuting the case, and she says bond was set very high by Judge Michael Moran.
The defendant appeared for his initial appearance. A $1 million cash bond was set with some conditions that will provide for protection of the victims even while the defendant is in custody.
Schaefer was said to be grieving the loss of a recent grandmother to cancer. He'd also lost his job a few days earlier. It's not clear, though, the specific motive for this shooting. He'll be back in court on May 4th. A Stevens Point man charged with stabbing a victim three times with a knife and a samurai sword made a court appearance yesterday. An update on that case from WSAU's Larry Lee.
30-year-old Joshua Bella is charged with aggravated battery, intending bodily harm, attempted first-degree intentional homicide, and reckless injury. He allegedly attacked Richard Reichert at around 1:45 last Thursday morning at his Division in McCullough Street residence. Bella used to live at one of Reichert's apartments until he was kicked out for drug and alcohol abuse. Reichert was able to take Bella down to the floor and hold him with the help of roommates until officers arrived. Judge Thomas Egan set bond at $250,000 cash. He will stay in jail since he violated probation from a previous case. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
After many delays, a jury has been picked in the trial against a Merrill woman accused in the OWI deaths of two of her friends is now underway. The special prosecutor in Ashley Bauman's case is Tara Jenswald, who says the state has more than enough evidence for a conviction. This is from her opening argument yesterday.
We're going to give you the pieces of the puzzle. We're going to lay it all out in our witnesses, in the physical evidence, and then when it comes time at the end to go deliberate, ask you to do is to go in there, get all the pieces of the puzzle together, and start putting them together.
Prosecutors say that Bauman was the driver and was driving drunk in a crash that killed two of her passengers, 33-year-old Jessica Hartwig and 31-year-old Misty Gilch, both from Lincoln County. Two people were found unconscious in a Marshfield laundromat yesterday, a 19-year-old from Walsall and a 19-year-old from Pittsville. They were found by someone else who went into the laundromat after midnight. Both were under the influence of drugs. Two women from Mosinee were witnesses, and they were arrested for misleading police during the investigation. So far, no names have been released. There are two ballpark-related stories in the news today. Workers renovating Athletic Park in Walsall dug a little too deep yesterday. They ruptured a 2-inch gas main. Wisconsin Public Service crews were called in. They shut down the gas line. There were no injuries. It took WPS about an hour to restore gas to the area. And the company that sponsors the Clement Sausage Races at Miller Park has been sold. Milwaukee-based Clement Sausage has been sold to Tall Tree Foods. They are owned by Altamont Capital Partners. Clement is going to keep their headquarters and their production plus their management team in Milwaukee. The victim in a shooting at a Georgia college is in critical condition. Police in Augusta, Georgia, say the student at Payne College was shot in the head while inside a building on the school's campus. There are other students who saw it happen.
The bullets being fired, I kind of heard one go past my head, but by then I was running.
The suspect was taken into custody at a nearby dormitory. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant for today, becoming a bit breezy in the afternoon, a high of 61. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a good chance of rain and a few thunderstorms, mainly after midnight, low down to 43. Wednesday, a good chance of rain in the morning, then mostly cloudy and cool in the afternoon, a high of 56. Thursday, mostly cloudy, much warmer and more humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 72. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, after what turned out to be a very nice afternoon, clouds have returned to our area for now. On our weather page at WSAU.com, you can get the latest forecast, the six-day outlook, plus our hour-by-hour temperatures and real-time weather radar to zoom into street level at your neighborhood. It's available 24/7 at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.